A couple of things to call to your attention. First of all, we have Movie with McNeil this on Wednesday at 2 o'clock and again 7 o'clock. The movie is Noah, and it is not the movie from about 10 years ago starring Russell Crowe, which was absolutely disastrous and terrible. If you ever have a chance to see that movie, don't. The movie we'll be showing is different. Also, Friday, of course, is St. Patrick's Day, and we have been dispensed from the obligation of abstinence by the bishop. However, he said, if you have to eat meat on St. Patrick's Day, fine. But if you do, you should take another day to abstain from meat, or at least take another day to do some special work of penance or charity. And finally, because it is St. Patrick's Day coming up, I have made five batches of soda bread. I'm going to make another five this week. And so the soda bread will be on sale after Mass in the Southwest Vestibule. And because everything else has gone up, for many years I've sold it for $8 a loaf. This year it's gone up to 10. So years ago, before people had cell phones and things like that, there was a fellow in a small rural hotel. It didn't have an alarm clock, so he called the desk and asked for a wake-up call. The next morning, he got a call, and the fellow said, did you want a wake-up call at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock? He says, well, I want 8 o'clock. I hope you didn't wake me up early at 7 o'clock. He says, oh, no, sir, we'd never do that. It's 9 o'clock. It's a good story for the start of daylight time. The point is that this is our time, a time for conversion and continuing growth in the Lord. In the first reading, we see Moses is frustrated. We see why. The people have been delivered. They've been led through the Red Sea, and they're complaining because things aren't the way they want them. They even look back as if their slavery was a good thing. They complain about food and water as if God, who had been with them in the past, wasn't still with them. And it's a good thing that none of us have ever done that. In the gospel, we hear the story of the woman in the well. It's surprising. Jews, Jesus, was expected to avoid Samaritans. They expected not to speak also to an unattended woman. And one thing to note is that it's noontime, and the woman has come to draw water at noontime, not in the morning when all the rest of the women would do so, because it's apparently that she's kind of an outcast even among the Samaritans. And so Jesus speaks to her. She's surprised. How can you speak to me? I'm an unattended woman. I'm a Samaritan. It's just not done. And then he speaks to her of living water, flowing water, not still water as in the cistern, but cool flowing water, and offers it to her. But in right order, he says, bring your husband first. And then he reveals to her her life, and she believes and then shares that good news. Many come to believe that he is, as he is, Savior of the world. It's their time. It's not what they expected, but God works always in his time and in his way. This is our time as well. As St. Paul says, we have been justified by faith. We've been put into a right relationship with God, and therefore we have to hope because of his grace. We know, and we should know, God loves all of us, and he loves each one of us. And he has manifested that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us at the appointed time, God's time. That Christ died for each of us, not because we were good, not because we were peaceful, not because we're generous, but because we were sinners who needed that grace. He offers us his life that we might have eternal life, the life of grace, sanctifying grace here and now in this world, and at God's time, which is always the right time, also in the world to come.